80 to 90% of adults in developing countries are infected by the Helicobacter pylori bacterium. Most individuals with a chronic infection show no symptoms and do not present any clinically significant complications. For the scientists who are working together with the IAEA, they believe the bacterium affects the absorption of important nutrients by the body. Cornelia Lohel is a nutrition specialist from the IAEA.
So the way we are thinking about it is that gastric acid secretion is influenced or suppressed by the infection with H. pylori, even in an asymptomatic state, and that prevents some of the food fortificants added to be absorbed by the body.
Gastric acid is important for the digestion and absorption of micronutrients like iron and zinc. For the countries that are involved in programs aimed at improving the nutritional status of the population through food fortification and supplementation, the presence of the bacterium might seriously hamper the project effort. The 7 scientists who took part in the research project looked into all aspects of how the infection could affect nutrient uptake and nutritional status. In Bangladesh, 60% of children fewer than 5 years of age are infected with the H. pylori bacterium, and 17% of women suffer from iron deficiency. One of the ways to combat this is to supplement the diets of children and women with iron. Shafiqul Sarkar is a senior scientist from the International Center for the Diarrheal Disease Research, Bangladesh.
This food fortification is an important program for correcting iron deficiency anemia. But unfortunately, in developing countries, the phosphemate, because of the low gastric acidity in the population, the phosphemate salt is not going to be absorbed.
This is an ongoing research project. Studies assessing the effect of H. pylori infection on the benefits of food fortification and supplementation have been carried out in women in Bangladesh, Cuba, and Morocco, and in young children in Tanzania, India, and Chile. The new evidence obtained will assist public health policymakers to formulate effective food fortification and supplementation strategies. This is Steve Thatchett reporting from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, Austria.